AP News for this Sunday, January 15th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was honored by the president on what would have been his 94th birthday.
Dr. King's life and legacy show us the way.
President Biden leading a service at King's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where a Georgia U.S. Senator, Raphael Warnock, now presides. President Biden says there's still a way to go to achieve Dr. King's dream, enunciated in 1963.
Dignity and respect. A dream in which we all deserve liberty and justice.
Members of King's family attended the service, including his 95-year-old sister. President Biden's alleged mishandling of classified documents is dominating the talk in Washington. Congressman Adam Schiff, who led the House investigation against Donald Trump, says the document cases against both presidents should be handled the same.
I would like to see Congress do its own assessment of and receive an assessment from the intelligence community of whether there was an exposure to others of these documents, whether it was harm to national security in the case of either set of documents with either president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. In Nepal, around 70 people were killed when a plane crashed into a gorge trying to land at a new airport. In southern Ukraine, rescuers search a bombed-out apartment building in Dnipro, where more than two dozen civilians were killed. Tragedy strikes the Georgia Bulldogs team just hours after their victory parade. Lineman Devin Willock and a team analyst were killed in a traffic crash. Central California still awash with heavy rains coming from this latest storm. This is AP News. There's a new Miss Universe.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Arbenee Gabriel of the United States has been crowned Miss Universe. She is a fashion designer, model, and sewing instructor from Texas. Miss Venezuela, Amanda Dudamel, was runner-up at Saturday's competition in New Orleans. Lisa Marie Presley will be buried at Graceland, the Memphis home of her father, Elvis Presley. She died last week at the age of 54. Details on the funeral have not been announced. A Graceland representative confirms the mansion is in a trust that will be inherited by Lisa Marie's three daughters. Frankie Muniz of Malcolm in the Middle is switching careers to become a full-time stock car racer. His first of 20 scheduled races this year will be at Daytona on February 18th. Muniz says it's not a publicity stunt and it's something he's wanted to do his whole life. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.